Simon Samach Aleph Simchav Gimel. So we started, we didn't really finish it. So you have to be careful not to be merape the chosik. So we're not so makban on this halacha. There's something known on halacha as a dog ish chosok, or something known in dictu as a dog ish chosok. There's also something which is known as a dog ish kal. Dog ish kal is the letters beged kefis, beis gimel dalid, chof, tof, and pei, chof pei tof. At the beginning of a syllable or beginning of a word, they get a dogish, and that changes the letter from a vase to a base, or from a cuff to a cuff, a soft to a tough, a fey to a pay. So that we're familiar with. The gimel and dalid, and not so many people are familiar with the difference in the pronunciations between with a dogish or not. But besides that, there's another halacha of a dogish, which is used when, for whatever reason, the letters, it really needs to be a double letter. So one of the examples of that is there are 10 vowels. They're known as tenuos. There's 10 vowels. Some are tenuos gedolos, some are tenuos katanos. For example, a komat. A komat is a tenuos gedolo, and a patet is a tenuos katano. So one of the differences between a tenuos gedolo and a tenuos katano is that a letter which has a tenuos gedolo under it does not need anything else to finish. That counts as a syllable by itself. It's strong enough to stand by itself. But that's a syllable. A tenuos katano needs another letter after it to close it off, and that'll be the syllable, the two letters together. So, for example, let's see, we have a sitter in here. In the second pasuk of Shema, the ohafto, the under the aleph is a komat, that's a tenuos gedolo, that's a syllable, and then hav under the hay is a patach, and then for the vase, which comes afterwards, is going to be closing the syllable of the patach. That makes it into a shuanoch. It has to end off what's before, so it's ending a thought. So it's not flowing into the next thing. It's not not. It's not moving into the next thing. It's ending here. So it's ve ohav. And then the last syllable is ta. So there's three syllables in that word. So that's very nice. And you have a shwa under the letter, you can say the shwa is closing the letter, closing the syllable. But let's say you have you don't have that. You have a tenuos katana. So your tenuos katanos are a patach. A kubutz is the u sound, but it's three little dots as opposed to the shuruk. The segel, the what's known as a komatz katon, and a chirik choser, the e sound without a yud. So if the next letter has a shwander, that'll be a shwanoch. If it doesn't, you need to double that letter to act as the closing of the first syllable and the beginning of the next syllable. So for example, in the word vishinantom, so the under the shin is a chirik choser, only doesn't have a yud next to it, so it's a tenuos katana. So the nun has to close the syllable of the shin. So machine. So really, that first syllable is machine. Okay. Now, but it's also its own standing. But there's no shu under it. It also has its own letter, vowel. So you put a dogish into that nun, so it counts like it's two nuns. So it's like machine nun tom.
Like three nuns.
So, well, there'd be three nuns in the word, but that nun, which has a dogish in it, counts like as if it was two. So that's Mishinan Tom. So that's called being, you have to make your chazaks a chazak. If you're merapatim, you make them soft, you're not pronouncing it correctly. And the opposite is also true. Not so many people are makbid on this, but that's the Shulchan Aruch to say that when you say Shema, you really should be saying it like that. So vad derech. That dogish over there, it's in a dalib, it's a dogish chazok, because it's closing off the patach of vaderech, etc. So it also changes the pronunciation to it also functions as a dogish and a dalib, which gives it the full sound of a full dalib. Hayoim, there's a dogish in the yud. because it's closing off the patach of the hay, which is a katana, it has to have a something closing it. So under that yud, in that yud, there's a little dot. So it's high. It's like high niyoyim. You almost like pronounce it double. Hallel. So you pronounce the hallel. It's hallel. Shabbos. Right, so that's a common problem which people are not necessarily machmir on, because they know how to do it. Okay. And you shouldn't change the noch to a nod or vice versa. That's what Shabbos Lamavot. A noch. Shua nechtef is nikris noch. A shua, which is noch, means it's stationary. Nechtef means that it's literally just like, it's not fully pronounced, it's almost like grabbed away. Come and save the table at the end of the word. Middle of the word, it comes after a tinua katana. That's called a shonach. Shonod nikreis nikra hamis no aas. It moves. Shonod at the beginning of a word. Okay, so it's going to be, it makes a sound. It's going into the next thing. In the middle of a word, but it's after the tzinua gedoyla. So what's your siman for tzinua katana? Tzinua gedoyla. Siman tzinua gedoyla is pituchei choysom. Okay? So you have your hirik mole, because it has a yod after it. The shuruk in the tof. And the tzeire. The choylom. And a koma. So those are your five tzinua gedoylas. A chirik is only called tzinua gedoyla when it has a yud next to it. Now all of the tzinua gedoylas have a corresponding tzinua katana, and they're in their names. Ka mats say re. Right? The tzinua gedoylas is choy lom. So there's something known as a komatz katana, which is the so what is the relevant? So if you have a word which is smichus, which has a tungadahla, the word all, curl, all, when you put it together with something else, kol hachayim, becomes into a komatz. That komatz is the replacement of the chaylam. It's a komatz katan. Suppose a full komatz. But other, the chirik, you saw the word chirik is ches, yud, resh, yud, kuf. Resh, kuf. So that has a yud after the first chirik and no yud after the second chirik. The word shuruk, which is the name for the it's spelled shin, vav, resh, kuf. So it's two u sounds, but the first one is written as a ketum gadayla with a vav. The second is written as tumktan, as a kubutz with the three dots under it. So that's how you remember them. Okay. Sifchav Dalet. Tzarech likras kriya shema betamim k'mo she'abehem b'tara. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to read kriya shema with the trop. Hagav v'loy nogo kem b'mnina seilu. K'mokam ha'madatim ha'kriyam b'kach. The minhag is not to do like that, but the people which are careful do that. In Shabur Lamed Zayin. Cain, they don't do like that. Ach, tzarech lizor b'lipsik b'mokam ha'roi la'hafsik. But you do need to, even though you're not using the trub, we want you to use the correct grammar, that you should be pausing in the right places. That you we want the person to divide up the sentence properly. If you read it slowly, if you don't do that, sometimes you'll end up flowing thoughts together and you lose the thought. Okay. The main goal here is having kavana, so letting it with the trop might take away from your kavana rather than add kavana. Okay. Chafei. Kshiyomer ukshartom leosay yodecho. Imashesh betvillin shoyad. You say ukshartom, you touch it on shoyad. Kshiyomer vayilachol leosay yodecho. Imashesh betshalosh. So you touch your tulin shalosh. Kshiyomer risim osay. Imashesh betshtei tzitzis shalofonov. Ironly elsim chadal tzitzalad. And you'll touch your, or at least to touch your tzitzis, and you say risim osay. Lamates. Kshemer mikshartam lois. B'chein b'parasha shniya kshemasker in tefillin tzarech lamashmish. It's true in the first parsha and the second parsha. Now, Okay, Chavov. Yesh Nargam Likras Kriya Shema B'Kalram, and Yesh Nargam Likras B'Lachash. Some say it out loud, some say it quietly. Okay. We said before, we said the first pasuk out loud, so mima arba kavana. Ma'am, yesh noigim? Fine. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes off really to a different topic. That linyan of Shemei Ka'ina. Linyan of Yetzub Kriya Shema Yedei Acher Sheikhavan Lutziyot. Can I have somebody else say Kriya Shema next to me and I'll listen to him? And I'll be Yotze by listening to him. Okay? So I'm not going to run pre-Gopri Magadim. So look at they talk about it. Rabbi Karnam serving the Yotzebism. Most, Mishra holds most holy you are Yotze by listening it. Vadif said, Mehirer, Shemei is better than just hearer, which is thinking it. Tira Lafka Dibulam. We said, the hearer is not called saying it. Mashain came bezed, the Shemei Kohenim. Now we have a general rule of Shemei Kohenim. So what's the Chiddush over here? What's the argument? I mean, what's the tzadnat? There are certain halachas where the person has to do it himself. Mishabura, Bez Hashem, will get there. Or we got there once upon a time, we'll get there again. By Sfiras Omer, L'svartam L'chem, Chazal Darshan, each person has to count himself. So some say, therefore, since each person counts himself, it cannot be Yotzev Shemei Ka'ina. Which gets involved with the lumbus of Shemei Ka'ina, as if you did it yourself, or as if you're using somebody else's Dibur or not. So this is one place we get involved in that question. So the argument of the people would say that you cannot be Yotzev. So the Prima Gadol brings from the Maram Al Shakar, the Maram Al Shakar says that because it says with the Barto Bom, so that's a law, it has to be you saying it specifically. With the Barto, you should be saying it, not through Shemei Kaina. Now, because of Elis Tamid, there's a Pirush in Shulchan Aruch called Elis Tamid. Actually, it was quite early, it was written at the same time before the Magen Avraham, actually. On Zan Urachayim. And he wrote on through Hilchos Shabbos, if I recall correctly. And the first part, which is before Hilchos Shabbos, he calls Elul Tamid, and the next part he calls Elul Shabbos. The part was on Hilchos Shabbos called Elul Shabbos. And here the Dafka may be in the Lashon. This Halacha of Shemei Ka'ina only works if you understand what you're hearing. Fafilu B'Lashon HaKadosh, Be'in the Dafka Sheyavan HaShemem, I am the Simikum Sadegim Sif Aleph. So now what's he telling you over there? Over there talking about a person who doesn't know how to bench, is gonna be used to benching by listening. He doesn't know what it means. The minhag is we're semich on that sheet was holds that you can be yotze even though you do not know what you're hearing if it's in Lashon HaKodesh. The guy says it to me in French. We'll see in the next sermon that you can say Shriash in any language. But if I don't understand that I cannot be even though you Shemei Ka'ina works, I need to understand what I'm hearing. But Lashon HaKodesh, this is a Lashon Be'etzem. So I can be Yotze. I can be Yotze. Even our minhag is to say that we're Yotze, even though we don't understand what we're hearing. That's in the gap of Kiddush. They say I don't understand Kiddush. Benching, etc. Another place which is actually in the gay is Parsha Zocher. We have a chiyuv the rice of Parsha Zocher. So not everyone necessarily knows what all the words mean. And they're hearing it from the Balkari. And the Minyotze with that. But there is a Machloka, so she's told you not really Yotze. It would be proper the person should know everything, understand everything that he's hearing. Mishnah Berurah says that possibly the proper thing to do is in those scenarios where you don't need Sefer or something like that. You should say the words along with him. You could hear from him and then repeat it afterwards. It's, that you're for sure you would say, you don't understand what you're saying. Okay. Shir Kadassim Dalla, maybe Hebe Mishem Birchaz of Ram. Tafka be Yochid, Hamutz is a Yochid. Hamu Yochid Matsiz Ram, Hamu Yochid Matsiz Shnai Birchaz of Mazar, Philo Enem Avinu Moshe Nakadosh Yotze. That one person being Matsiz somebody else, you need to understand. But if it's a dinner and a tzibur, he holds, you don't need to understand to be Yotze. So that'll solve our Parshas Zohar problem. Okay. I think the Berachas Aron was the father of the Shloah, if I recall correctly.
Say?
I think the Berachas Aron was the father of the Shloah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not sure about that, though. I think so. Or he's the father of the Chidoah, one of the two, something like that. Okay. Simon Sama Beis. Mishlo did him grish marsh ali Yishmael laws thing. Al, what will be shemitz in the database? You say a crow will did the ban is yotz. Even though you should say it properly, if you did a basic rendition of it, you still yotz say. Well, dictek enin shal hisgar tevis voices doesn't mean that you didn't pronounce the words. Shavani lo yotz, then you're not yotz say. We said before you're supposed to pause between the two mems as each other and the mem and aleph. Those, he didn't do that. We said you're supposed to stress. It shouldn't sound like lotis keru. He said, you know, he didn't stress the zion. Okay, bays yatsa. Kamochim mizorma oed lechelchila bezeh. You should be careful with this to do it properly. A person is very careful to say Kriya Shema, all the words carefully. His Gehenim cools off. And that's, and the reason why that works is a reward. It's not easy to get everything out. So you have to exert yourself. So you warm yourself up as it is. So in Tzchar, you're heating yourself up for a mitzvah. So Chayim Ativi Shum Arer, instead of like connect to Chayim Acher. So you heat yourself up over here. You won't have to get the heat. You will not have to get the heat. We'll take off some of the heat and get him. So it's worth it. Okay. Beis Yachali Kroisa Bechol Lashon. You could say it in any lashon. You say medivre shibush shabois lashon midatik boy kamoi b'lashon akharish. But you shouldn't. You can't be using like improper words, which are not full words, and not, you know. It has to be fully expressed, and you have to. And if you're saying a different lashon, it has to be said. Everything has to be said properly and carefully. Okay. B'chol lashon gimel. However, daka shemayim b'as lashon only if you understand the language that you're saying. Within the tefillah, because the mazal, kiddush, because the mitzvahs, the peiros, the halal, all those halachas you can say in a different lashon only if you understand it. Because the mitzvah din, a mitzvah nemufkar, who daf lashon akredish, it is preferred to say lashon akredish because that's the correct, that's the actual words. There's many schools in the letters and power of the letters of lashon akredish, etc. That there's a, not only is there just a chumra, but there's a halachic reason why you should not use other languages. Ki im b'loshon akedush. Ki yesh kama v'kama tevis shenano yoydim eich lehatikam heitev. We're not sure of the exact translation of some of the words, so we don't know how to translate it properly. So how can you say it in a different language? Kama tevis v'shinanto. Yesh b'kama biurim. The word v'shinanto has multiple understandings. So how do you translate that as a parable, excuse me, a parallel translation, which will get all of the ideas in it? Echad, it means lashon limud. You should learn Torah. Teach it to your children. Ve'echad lashon chidud, you should be sharp. Kosham rechazal. The word shinat, lashon shinun, is something which is sharp. Shiyat v'tarah mechudonim v'ficha. The words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth. Shemishok adam over. Somebody asks you a question, altagam game v'tarah. You shouldn't have to hesitate to tell them. So the word Vishinatam is used to give that flavor also. We don't know really how to translate them into other languages. How do you translate the word S? What is the correct translation for the word Tetophis? So we call phylacteries. What does that mean? Is that really the correct translation of the word Tetophis? Is there more included in the word Tetophis? The word S is untranslatable, but you have to say the word S. Es Hashem Elokecha. So you should love your God, Hashem your God. But you left out the word S. So how can you be translating that? This he does point out when you say it in Lashon Hakodesh. But in these languages, even if you don't understand, you are Yotze. The Zayin Omotzi should come and you should loyed the Beir Apostle Garishin. Shkishma should come and lead by the Kuba. The first pasuk you must know what it means. Well, most people know what the first pasuk means. Afterwards, it's not Ma'akev. Knowing what it means is not Ma'akev. So that's the advantage of saying Lashon Hakodesh. the Bir Halacha in Yachal Kresim Chol Loshen says he gets involved in this question, can you be Yotze in a language that they don't understand? So if you can look over here, but that way, you see, it's about 15 lines down. There's a dot, about 5 words in. But that way, you see that? It's an Amun Aleph. Sarif Amun Aleph. See it? That way? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 lines down. But that way. They're nearly the Bipshitus. Uh-huh. You got it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Those in the worm had more b'chol loshen that using another language. That's only valid if this is the language in the country where you're in. I can't use Chinese in America. That's not a valid language to use. So I come from, you know, Zambia, and I use some, you know, African tongue. I can't use it in America. Now, why is that? Bishlam Loshon HaKodesh, Hu Loshon Mitzaretzim. This is the language which the Russian gave these words. They have an intrinsic meaning of what they are. All it is that people agreed that use this to represent the they call this a table, they call this a desk. Who said it's a desk? Well, we all agreed to call it a desk, therefore it becomes a desk. Right? So I decided I want to call it a Wachamuji. That's very nice. And 5 guys agreed to me. So it's still not a desk. That's not what its name is. The name is a desk. Because it's not intrinsic. I call a shulchan is a name be'etzim. That's its name. Whether if nobody will know what it means, it's still called a shulchan. Right? But if I want to use a word which nobody agrees that that's what it's called, that's not a valid word. Okay? So that's a very important yisod that he says, the difference in Loshon HaKodesh and Shaar Loshon is, l'gabi this din over here, he applies it now l'gabi kedushin. Rather the word in kedushin, d'avav amenav. Ha'omer charufosi, man says the woman, re'at charufosi. You're my charufosi. So Yehuda Mekudesh, as the Torah says, if you use that lotion in the Medina of Yehuda, it's a valid Kedushin. Okay. Why? Shekem Yehuda Karen La Rusa Charufa. They use the word Charufa as a name for Erison. Al-Basharim Kham is Enem Mekudeshes. But somewhere else it doesn't work. Now, after Shneim, keep the Lashem Kedushin. But Kedushin Hubachol Lashem. And even if the Edom knew what they meant, Abakan Kiman Shane Loshan Zel Loshan Kedushin by Samakum, Abakil and Loshan Castle will ever cloud. Then it be Kedushin. Okay?
Saying that is meaning.
I can make Kaddish woman any language that I want.
Oh, you think you're saying Kaddish in general? Okay.
Right. But so what's wrong? Right? Right? What's wrong with using. She knows I meant Kedushin. He knows he meant Kedushin. They didn't know that he meant Kedushin. So what's the problem? Terah says the word Charuva doesn't mean Kedushin. But if we all agree that it means Kedushin, it works. So in Yehuda, they all agree it means Kedushin. That now becomes a way to say Kedushin. If I use it in a different country, where it's not the name, the word doesn't mean Kedushin, so it doesn't mean Kedushin.
Isn't there a concept of Shivim Lashonos that had some Hashivas of some kind? That, like, there are languages in the world, and that those languages are languages. It seems like.
No, so even Loshon Yavani, etc. These, you know, these are Shim, the Shim Loshon don't have the Ma'al Loshon Kodesh, which is Loshon Batsin. Right, you know, this all the Yavani might be you know some concept because there's a concept Yafel Kinli Yafis. You're right.
Do you know
Kriya Satora? What?
You know Kesiva?
there's a more of a mashal that you can do ksiva in Lashon in Yavanis. Pashas, the more means that you would write in Lashon HaKadosh and you would translate it to Yavanis as you're reading along. That's a valid way to say read Kriya. So the Tels of Rav responded to this raya. So he said that the purpose of a mirror by Kedusha is not because of the Gzeres HaKadosh, you need a mirror by Kedusha. It's Chazal touched up that the Maisa Kedushin with Kesef, I know me Kedushin, you know me Kedushin, I didn't know me Kedushin, I didn't say anything, it's like a Kedushin, because there's a different level of commitment when you actually say the words when you're doing it. So it's a barometer, it's a measure of a commitment. Okay, so now, I walk up to a woman and I can say, Ram HaKadosh should leave it to Basu Kadosh Moshe B'Yisra. Right? That's a nice clear lashon, and everybody knows what it means, etc. And I say, Harei at Shifrosi. Right? Why do you do that? So, most people aren't in the mood of doing shtick, b'shaster chaster. So the fact that you chose a different lashon is indicative of the fact that you're not fully committed. Because had you be, why would you choose a backwards lashon if you can go straight? So the problem isn't because not intrinsically it's not a lashon. It's because we use that as a measure to say that it's a raya that you're not fully, there wasn't a full gemiras das that you want. So that's the raya that tells the Rav had that raya. Right, it's notice over here that he brings it that Rav Huttner had the same ha'ara. He asked Rav Chaim Mercer this question. Rav Chaim Mercer actually sent the shayla to the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim wrote back, this is when he was elderly. Chofetz Chaim said he remembers when he learned the sugya, he felt that was clear that that's the pshat. He doesn't remember why that was so.
What was the pshat that you could,
like he's saying over here,
you couldn't do it.
Right? He felt it was a valid riot to his points. Okay. The Gimel. There's a lacha by Shema. We darsh Shema. You should hear means you should say a lot of you could hear it. Okay. You must express it. You can't just think it. You know, I'm looking at the letters. I'm thinking it. I'm looking at the words. But you have to actually move your lips. But as long as you move your lips and you made some sound, even though you didn't make a lot of you could hear it, you're still yotze. Sarech, Mishabura Mir Rabbanon. The Bar says this halacha is a din Rabbanon, but that's a rabbi. Who berech the Rashi? Who the Mir writes the Lechadchila? So the Bar is grappling with. We don't find the rices, the chilas of any evans. Tosfos says don't except for in the area of Kachim. In general, it's either Makar or it's not. Doesn't exist. There's no Lechadchilas in the rices, except for by Kachim. So. If the drasha, he's meal also is a full drasha, then it should be makar b'diavad. This is how you say shema. Well, you didn't b'diavad your yotze. What do you mean b'diavad your yotze? This is how you supposed to say shema. You didn't say shema right. No, b'diavad you said shema. So it must be. It's only it's an asmata ba'alma. It's a thorough bomb. However, the rabbi says no. It's a din l'chadchila, and this will be an exception. This can be a mitzvah to the chadchila. Any brach you say you have to mashmir lozloi. Abuvad, I'm here. Believe below yotzah. If you didn't say a lot of the here, you yotzah. As long as you actually verbalized it, the kaimon here alav kadibur dummy. Just thinking is not sufficient. Okay. Okay. Dalit. Imach was chali or earnest acher kar krishma beliboy yotz. A person was ill and he had no courage to say the words. So he's yotz. Mishabur says, what do you mean he's yotz? It's here a lot. Kadibur dami. It means you'll accomplish something. And Echanami, therefore, in a case where the onus is no longer, it's still Zman Mitzvah, and the onus is removed, he feels better, he has to say Shema. But after Chachila Yasekein, in those circumstances, you should at least do that. If we mock him, she don't lock in the gamma. We don't lock in the kroisa. Then a kroisa. Mishumainus. Yarabalibay. So welcome to if even here Torah, here of you know words of Torah is mutter connected erva, it's also by Mokum of Tsoya. Well, let's say it's not the Tunaf Lagamri. It's just not a place that's proper to say the words of words. So then you should remember Harba Libra. But if it's the Tunaf Lagamri, that's the Harba Libra Torah Mokum of Tanaf. Okay. Zion, Yotzah. Hi, Yotzah, like all the Gamri come. It doesn't mean you're really Yotzah. The whole like Hamilly Hebrew life, you deeper them. So, how can you say you're Yotzah? Not Yotzah. El Ritzalimr, Nakaponim, Bashah, Shano, Yochel, Adaber, it means when in a case where deeper is not an option, you're a creation, my believer, you should be Mahar. Kadashbarah, Yikmal, Scarab, Razed, Bashan will give you some reward for you being Makabal, Shumayim, for trying to get the word, thinking about the words. But add some energy to the okay, she's talking about onus. Therefore, if the onus is at some point is ending, so the question, you have to read it again. That's Rabbi Chaim. That's Rabbi Berlocha. That's Rabbi Chaim. Hold that the cloud not shy to be yotzi under these words and these circumstances. Okay. So Taz draws the following parallel. Person wakes up in the night. He's thirsty. And he doesn't have an option to wash his hands to make a bracha. But he's thirsty. So Taz says, Yaharba bracha, believe what we used to say. Think the words of the bracha and I'll drink. He says, what do you mean? Wash your hands. Over here, the case the person was sick, or the person had some reason which blocked, prevented him from saying Shema. They not an Efshir, Mishi Efshir. Over here, you have an option. Doesn't have enough water to wash his hands plus drink. It's very cold. We saw before it's Tzimadalad for the saying of bracha. As long as you can cleanse your hands without water, you touched your body, places which are normally covered and sweaty. Being manaka your hands on the wall or something works. Okay. So therefore, he says. He doesn't understand the Taz. The Taz is very difficult to understand. Okay. And he says, Tess, unless the place is Mokum Matun of Lagamri. Rima Mokum, who Matun of Lagamri? So Yahara knows of Kriya Shema Bracha. You can't think the words of Shema or the Bracha. Yahshu Baliba Shemachuya Vanayoch Alakayim. Because, you know, I have a Chiyuv, it's Shema, I can't do it right now. Think about that. We thought, and if you feel bad about that, Shayir Lalebo, Belitin Lo Yiskara Makshava, Kim Shemonis. So Oinus, if you'd wish to do something in the Russian, and then Oinus happens, you get scars if you did it. So that's what I'm saying. I would like to do it, and I can't. So I'll get scars if I did it. Near Pasha, the Shoysin, Reza Merchet, Shalik Adinoisin. Beisham also feel like the hearer. So people take a drink in the base of America. They would sit there in the base of America. There was a mukkah which people were not, besides erva, it was becomes like sweaty, etc. So it gets into mukkah matuna. So he wants to drink. Doesn't have to drink now. So what are they doing? They can't be mehar the bracha over there. So I come and say, "Hidal mashak after shom b'shem from God." She says the Eitzu is to go outside, make the bracha, and then go inside and continue drinking. Okay. Let's just finish off. Hey, Tzarech L'Shiach Tzibir L'Hashmir Karlo B'Shema Yisrael K'eshe Yishmo Kohol V'Yemlichu Shem B'Shemayim B'Yachad. The Chazan should say Shema aloud to draw the whole Tzibir together. They should say the Pasuk of Shema together loudly and B'Mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu together as one unit. Okay.